You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Today's edition is brought to you by TD Ameritrade, who's reinventing how you invest. Whether you want to place a trade on Facebook Messenger or get market news from your smart speaker, TD Ameritrade's technology is designed to bring the market to you. See what's new at tdameritrade.com/innovation. Hitting the slopes? Here's our favorite snow gear by Brent Rose. That fluffy white stuff is falling from the sky again, but you can't go out in there all naked and expect not to die. Here's some of our favorite new gear to maximize your fun in the snow. Franco Snowshape's Custom Snowboard. I've demoed a fair number of snowboards from top brands over the last decade, but riding a board that was custom made for you is incomparable. Using detailed measurements, a phone interview, and even multiple days riding with you, depending on the package you select, Mikey Franco out of Jackson Hole, Wyoming, will make you the best board you've ever ridden, period. These boards aren't cheap, but it's like having a cheat code strapped to your feet. Buy for about $2,500. Wagner Custom Skis. If you're a skier, not a snowboarder, worry not. Pete Wagner, out of Telluride, Colorado, makes legendary custom skis. Many an expert I've talked to has proclaimed that they feel like an extension of their body and that there was basically no learning curve. They just rode like they wanted them to. Wagner has you enter a ton of data to which it applies proprietary algorithms. Combined with a phone interview, he'll get you on sticks that will take you to the next level. Buy for $2,000. Burton Step-On Boots and Bindings. Longtime snowboarders will wince to remember the step-on bindings of the 90s. They were terrible. What you gained in convenience, you lost in control, which is a non-starter. Last winter, after 5 years of R&D, Burton released the new Step-On system, and it's killer. Not only can I glide off a chairlift, stomp my back foot in, and just keep going, making me quicker to ride than my skier friends, but I have at least as much, if not more, edge control than I do with traditional strap bindings. The disadvantage is you have to pair the specific Burton boots with the bindings. I've been using the Photon boot, and it can be a little tough to click in when you're in deep powder, but I love these things. They're out of stock just about everywhere, though, so good luck. You can buy the bindings boot bundle for about $650. Smith Quantum Helmet. This is pretty much the perfect helmet as far as I'm concerned. It uses a lightweight but highly durable honeycomb mesh to provide padding. It has MIPS, which better protects you from rotational and off-angle impacts. It has a ton of vents, which you can easily open or close with a couple toggles on top, and it has a magnetic clasp, which I'm able to easily buckle and unbuckle even with thick gloves. It looks good, too. Buy for $300. DPS Phantom Glide 2.0. Skiers and snowboarders wax their sticks to keep them gliding over the snow with minimal resistance. There are warm weather waxes and cold weather waxes, but what they all have in common is that they eventually rub off on the snow, which not only means you need to reapply several times a season, but when that snow melts, all those nasty chemicals end up in the local waterways. DPS Phantom is not a wax. It's a treatment that soaks into the base of your skis or board, and it promises to make it slippery for life. I just spent a few days on a snowboard treated with it, and after just a couple runs, it did indeed feel like it had been freshly waxed. Buy for $100. Spy Ace EC Goggles. Ever been out skiing on a dark, cloudy day that suddenly turns bluebird and then goes back to dark and cloudy? Normally, that means changing the lenses of your goggles several times. With a push of a button, these goggles can instantly change the pigment from light to medium to dark. I've previously tried goggles that automatically change to match the ambient light, but I've always found that they were too slow or failed to properly read the situation. The Spy Ace EC goggles use electricity to make the change in a snap, and they even worked in single-digit temperatures. Very impressive. Buy for $275. Lift Rider Backpack. Before this season started, I set out to find the perfect backpack for chill days at the resort. Turns out, someone made one for exactly that purpose. Lift Rider, as the name suggests, is the ultimate inbounds pack. It fits snugly while riding, and it's slimmer at the bottom of the pack so you can sit more comfortably on the lift. It has a built-in hydration bladder with an insulated hose that didn't freeze even when it was just 5 degrees. It has padded compartments for extra goggles or a camera and plenty of room for layers and snacks. It even has breakaway snaps to prevent you from accidentally hanging yourself on the chairlift. Buy for $125. Eddie Bauer First Ascent Evertherm Jackets. These jackets are so light, so comfy, and so warm that you'll feel like your mind is playing tricks on you. They're made with a proprietary down fabric called Thin Down, exclusive to Eddie Bauer in the U.S. outdoor industry, which eliminates the need for baffles or quilting because it doesn't shift at all. These jackets effectively have zero cold spots. I've been using the thinner version as my go-to layer for cold weather, but now there's a new, thicker, waterproof version that is an absolute beast and still weighs next to nothing. I rode with it and just a light thermal underneath on a 10-degree day in Aspen, and I was toasty. Buy for $299 or $499 for a thicker waterproof version. Oro's Discovery Beanie. Oro's is primarily known for putting aerogel, the super high-end insulation that NASA developed for the space shuttle program, into apparel. It's one of the best insulators on the planet, and when you put it on, you start warming up very quickly. The company also makes jackets and vests, which are warm and slim, but aren't as light or compressible as I would like. Their beanie, however, is money. It has a band of aerogel that protects the ears and forehead. It's comfy and it looks great, too. Buy for $40. Garmin Fenix 5S Plus. Not only can the Garmin Fenix 5S Plus track your ski and snowboard runs, but its built-in topographic map of the U.S. may even help you find your way to safety if you make a wrong turn. If you just want to track your runs, cheaper options like the TomTom Adventurer Multisport GPS watch do the trick for just $350. If you're going into the backcountry, however, I'd recommend upgrading to a satellite communicator like the Garmin inReach Mini. $350 plus subscription. You'll be able to map and even send emergency texts via your paired smartphone, even when there's no reception. Buy the Fenix 5S Plus for $685. True Kapow Gear. Apparel is one of those very personal and contentious topics. I've been testing a ton of stuff this last year, and currently my favorite setup comes from True. The materials are soft, light, and flexible, but I've stayed perfectly dry in them, and they all have excellent venting and solid pockets. That said, I've long been a fan of gear from Obermeyer out of Colorado, and I'm still searching for my ultimate setup in this category. Buy the bib for $450 and jacket for $450. Blackstrap Expedition Hood. I have tried an assortment of hoods and balaclavas over the years, and this is easily the most comfortable. Its hinge design makes it much easier to adjust on the fly when you've already got your helmet and goggles on. It was warm enough for single digits, but also breathed well and didn't cause my goggles to fog up as much as others I've tested. Lots of patterns to choose from, too. Buy for $35. Darn Tough Fall Line Over-the-Calf Padded Light Cushion Socks. Yes, they have a really long name for a pair of socks, but these are perfect for boarding and skiing. I'm all about the merino wool socks for snow sports, and these balance warmth and breathability nicely. They're lightly padded in just the right places, so your feet can still fit in a tight boot without feeling smushed. And they protect your calves from chafing, and they stay exceptionally warm even when it was 10 degrees. Buy for $27. Undies. My go-to thermal undies recently have been coming from Saks. Its ThermoFlight, $75, leggings fit well, breathe nicely, and are very warm and comfortable. For guys, these feature a ballpark pouch that I find to be pretty comfortable. That said, I've also had great luck with merino wool thermals made by Smartwool, like these Merino 250 Base Layer Series, $95, and they tend to hold up season after season. I recently started using some from Terramar, too, which I like a lot so far, and they have some lower price points. Buy Saks ThermoFlight for $75, Merino 250 Base Layers for $95, and Terramar for $35. Burton Gore-Tex Gloves. I'm not going to lie, I've never found a pair of gloves that I was 100% in love with. The ultimate gloves need to have adequate wrist coverage so you don't get snow in them or up your sleeves. They need to be touchscreen compatible so you don't have to constantly take them on and off in cold conditions just to locate your friends. They need to be warm, without compromising dexterity. And ideally, they have pockets for hand warmers and eyelets for wrist straps so you don't drop them off a chairlift. So far, the best gloves I've used are the Burton Gore-Tex glove. They do compromise a bit on the dexterity, but they check all of the other boxes. I'll keep trying more, though, and will update if I find a new champ. Buy for $70. Communication. This is one of those boxes I still haven't filled. I hate getting separated from my friends at the resort because generally it results in somebody waiting around and less riding overall. I've tried a couple of things aimed at combating this, but both have left me wanting. I loved the idea of the Bonx Grip, $140, an earpiece you wear that pairs with your phone and basically creates an ongoing conference call between you and your friends, which is easily mutable, etc. Unfortunately, they were uncomfortable and extremely buggy and only worked when cellular reception was excellent. The other solution I tried was the GoTenna Mesh, $179 for two, an antenna that pairs with your phone and creates a mesh network even where there's no cell service, so you can text your friends and even send GPS coordinates. This worked as advertised, but I still found it cumbersome to use, and it requires digging out your cell phone and trying to type in the snow. If the resort has reception, you'll probably just end up calling each other as normal. Still hoping for a more perfect solution here. Buy Bonx Grip for $140 or GoTenna Mesh for $179.